Boker Tov. Today is Yom Shelishim Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Re'eh, Kaf Heh Be'av. We are on page 152 of the Sha'ar Bitachon. Says Rabbeinu B'chaye, V'amaskil, we're continuing now with Pursuit of Parnassah, which seems to be a very big topic of conversation. V'amaskil noheg b'shloshet ha'panim al derech ha'nechona l'turato ul'olamo. The maskil, a wise man, acts opposite of the three things that we spoke about yesterday, to preserve his Torah and his Olam Abba, ובתכונו במה שיש ביד האלוהים מתלפו וקניינו יותר חזק מבתכונו במה שיש בידו מהם. Which means, the bitachon that he has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his parnasa and all the responsibilities he has to take care of, he has more bitachon, more trust and confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu than what he actually has in hand already. Logically, it makes sense. When you have, you know, a bird in the hand, you have money in your hand, so you're confident with that. A real chacham has more confidence in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't even sent him yet, but he has more confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu than what he actually already has in the hand. Yeah? So he says, "Mipnei shenei yodea im uteref mazon uteref kinyan." Why? Because the person has money in his hands. He says, "I don't know if this is my bodily sustenance. I don't know if it's for my family. I don't know if it's." He says, "I don't know what the money is. Therefore, what? I have the money. I have to have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guide me in the right way what to spend this on, and that He's going to send me enough for everybody else." V'yagia lichvod ha'olam hazeh. By doing so, a person will also reach kavod in this world, ve'el ha'gmul ha'tov va'olam haba, and to proper reward in the world to come. K'mo she'ne'emar b'mizmor, hallelujah, ashrei ish yare et Adonai ad sofo. Right, that's a whole in Kuf Yud Bet over there at Stone Mountain Tehillim. A person who's boteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the wonderful things that befall a person that is complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, now, here we go. 154. V'yesh mibnei adam kitot she'enam mishtadelim liknot hamamon ulharbot mimenu ela le'avat hakavod mibnei adam ve'la'asot lahem shem. There are some people, everybody likes to make money, I mean most people, there are some people who only make money, not because they need it or they want it, whatever, they're only doing it in order to gain fame and recognition in the eyes of others. How many people do you know like that? Plenty, right? They live for other people, right? Keeping up with the Jonesians. Now he says like this, yeah?
A lot of
Christian
families see the houses are...
I don't know.
John Zadeh.
Yeah, so he says like this, yeah? So he says... תקשיב טוב. ואין מספיק להם ממנו שום דבר. Because it's always a pursuit to keep up, so they never have enough. In their mind, they never have enough. He says, וזה שכלות מהם בסיבת הכבוד בעולם הזה ובעולם הבא. He says, it's foolish. This reason is foolish in this world and the world to come. Certainly in the world to come, it's dumb because you're just not focusing on what you need to. And even in העולם הזה, it's dumb. Why? Because you're never enjoying. You're not living. You're just, you know, you're trying to impress everybody else, which is foolish. It says, וגורם להם זה מה שרואים מכבוד עם הארץ לאנשי הממון וכבודם להם לחומדם מה שיש אצלם ולמשוך מאשר בידם. This honor that they get causes people to be jealous of them and to try to take away what they have. What are you taking other people's eyes? I'm not even talking about Ayin Hara, but what does that gain? What do you gain from that? Oh, for people to go, psh, bah, bah, right? To say like that. What benefit do you have? Live for yourself, live for your family. Most importantly, live for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? So he says, Arya, tagid lahem. Arya, tell them. You give them Moser? Them?
What I can.
You have to get up and give them Musar.
I need Musar myself.
We all need Musar, but if you're Ben Torah, yeah, there's, by the way, this generation, the person has to know, that giving Musar is an art. Rasha, Chamor.
Obviously.
You have to. Ahava. Is it? At the end of the day, there are brothers and sisters. Yeah. Some of them are miskinim. If a person has a miskin brother and sister, what are you going to scream and say, Rasha, Chamor? you say, try to bring him back, lat, and you tell them, say, come, spend more time in Bet Midrash, Tefillah, Torah, Musar, yeah, weiter. Tev, ve'ilu iskilu ve'evinu ki en b'yecholtam ve'lo b'chocham lo latet ve'lo limnoa, ela l'mi she'gazar lo ha'bore etzlam. If people would be wise and understand that you know, wealthy people. Yeah, sometimes you try to show off, whatever, and get on rich people's good side, right? Because if you're on the good side, if you kiss up, huh? Maybe they're going to spread the wealth. Maybe they can't give you anything. They have nothing to give you because everything by them is only a pikadon. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can shower a person with goodness, and that's it. So he says, "Lo ayu mekavim lezulato." They would not put their hopes in anybody else. "V'lo haya ra'uy etzlam lechavod ela mi sheyechaduhu abore b'ma'alot meshubachot ra'uy ba'avuran lechavod abore ita'ale." You know the people who really deserve honor, not the wealthy people that you're trying to pursue. The people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give real kavod to. Who's that? Kamo shekatuv, ki mechabedai achabed. Hashem says, I will honor those who honor me. Which means only those who truly honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu through their avodat Hashem, those people are really worthy to honor. Those people you should get close to. Yeah? You want to be on the good side of the... Why? You want to be on the side of those who have an in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are the people in the inner circle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Those people get close to. Because Am Ha'aretz, fools, they want to show kavod and to wealthy people because they want kavod and money.
והניחו מה שהיו חייבים להשתדל בו ולמהר אליו מהשלים חובות הבורא אשר עליהם ולהודות על טובותיו אצלם ותהיינה בקשותיהם יותר קרובות אליהם בדרך זה בלי ספק.
Which means that as a result of these people constantly trying to chase the rich people and pressing them, all this stuff, they're not doing the minimal hishtadlut that they need to, especially praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? Pray and thank and get close to the one who can actually give you the money, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're chasing the fake people. They're losing out on this opportunity. כמו שאמר הכתוב, אורך ימים במנהה, בשמאלה, עושר וכבוד. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand, כביכול, gives long life, and his left hand gives wealth. No, עושר וכבוד. ואמר, והעושר והכבוד מלפניך. Okay? טוב.
Is there an exception to this rule?
Meaning?
Fundraising, meaning people come in, they collect, they feed you.
And we're talking about people who have a lifestyle like this. You know, there's like ambulance chasers, and then there's like rich people chasers, like lackeys to the rich people. Yeah, when people see a rich person, they get all nachon. There's a Gemara. Gemara says Masechet Eruvin. Rabbi Akiva mechabed ashirim. Rabbi mechabed ashirim. That's only when they give tzedakot. When they give a person who's ba'al tzedakah with his money and he does a lot of mitzvot with his money, chesed, milut chesedim, v'ze, you give him kavod. But stam to be like, oh, you're crazy after a person with money, man. Money comes, money goes. Mazah shtiyot. Get close to the people that it really matters. The chachamim, gedolei Torah. Oh, ze kiddush Hashem. Yeah? Ze mamash, b'seder. But stam, rich people, people walk, a rich person walks in. Maze. Why? Because he has a little pool? Maze. It's dumb. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, "Ki lo v'moto yikach hakol." I'm going to take everything when he goes. Yeah. Tov. Rabbi Yisrael, we'll stop it here. We're trashing money today.